你们一直都对我那么的照顾，从天上来的照顾。
Today I have the privilege of going over to my son's house who lives near here.
今天呢，我要去我儿子家里，他离开这边不远。
And he is going to make a very special lunch for me that I've asked for.
他呢，今天要做一个我最喜欢吃的东西给我吃，我呢就今天是我提出来的。
So I'm just like you. I have plans for this day as well.
所以呢，我像你们一样，我也有计划。You're gonna tell them what you're gonna eat today.
We're going to eat a special meal called with Swiss steak and tomatoes and mashed potatoes and peas and gravy.
我刚刚在跟他聊天的时候呢，我已经听到了，他今天呢要吃到一个。比较特别的那种牛排，那是 Swiss 就是瑞士那边的那种 steak， 然后呢就很嫩，你都不用刀叉，你就放在嘴里边就化掉了那种很嫩的。然后呢还有那个就是土豆泥呀、然后还有那种绿颜色的那个我们叫甜豆 MP， 然后就。很好的，他是最喜欢的。他儿子今天为他准备。Now, today is your birthday?
No. I'm sorry if I've made you hungry.
对不起，我让你们感到饿了。Is that for the Father's Day?
No, it's for Father's Day.
Okay,
so, you're going to have a good lunch after the service as well.
Today, 我们也会有很好的好吃的东西哈，他说。
And you're going to have a business meeting and you can talk about me all you want.
他说等一下呢，我们会有我们的就是施工会，然后呢你们就可以说说我，就是那个Pastor Jay，你们讲什么都可以哈。
I love coming here and just spending time with you, so each month is a blessing.
他说呢，我非常愿意来到我们这个恩福教会，每一次来呢，都是感到是神的祝福，他是非常的喜欢。
The Lord laid on my heart the message to talk about being people who are in a hurry.
我呢，今天主给我的那种负担跟讲解呢，就是。很多人呢都是急急忙忙、匆匆忙忙的。
You have to admit that we all need time to slow down.
我们要认识到，每个人呢都需要慢下来。
Today people are in a rush.
每个人都是繁忙、匆忙。
They're stressed out and overscheduled.
每个人呢都有很多的计划，都是每天都是满满满满的计划。
While I was thinking of what the Bible had to say, I was remembering the trip that I made to China a few years ago.
我记得圣经上说的，我想起我去到中国的那次行程。
Let me tell you about my experience for just a moment.
我来告诉你我的经历哈。
As the plane was arriving in our destination,People were already standing, taking their bags out, getting ready to get off the plane.
他说呢，那个飞机刚刚降落到地上，那些可能就是我们中国人了，全部都站起来，要从那个行李箱里边要拿他们的东西了。
They were in a hurry.
他们是很着急的，要拿好东西，要冲到那个就是出门口那个地方。
We were taken to a train where we needed to go a little further to another city.
我们要坐一个火车去到一个比较远的城市。
We're standing at the gate. When the gate opened, everybody ran as fast as they could.
我们在那个还没开门的那个闸前呢，每个人在等待。一开那个门，哎呀，每个人就飞跑就。
They all wanted to get a seat on the train.
他们每个人都想拿那个座位。
And you know what happened to this American?
你知道吗？在我们美国吗？
He stood up for the whole trip.
他就站在那边，站了整个的火车行程。
The other thing that I remember about my trip to China and the people being in the hurry was getting on the bus.
还有一个经历呢，我告诉你们，就是我。在那公交车上哈
people hanging on the side, hanging on the back, sitting on bags of food, all kinds of things in a hurry.
每个人呢就在车上就拿着吃的啊，在后面啊、前面啊、边上啊，都是。
The last thing that I remember of that trip, there are many other things, but of people being in the hurry, was watching the motorcycles and the bikes and the taxis and all the cars just zooming around.
那是以前了，他以前呢就是看到我们的很多的那种摩托，就是摩托车啊，这样穿来穿去，在汽车当中这样穿来穿去，每人都是很繁忙。
And as trucks were going by, people were hopping on the back of the truck.
还看见那个卡车后面呢，还有人扒那个卡车。
Everybody was in a hurry.
每个人都，非常的就是紧张的繁忙。Excuse me. Long time ago, it's like that.
Yeah.
And especially when you
were
like, yeah, but things change.
They change?
Oh yeah, not because the civilian light and on the stop sign, the car stop, and on the bus station, everyone was waiting on the line in Shanghai, I mean, in the big city.
I'll have to go back.
我告诉他，我说现在有点不同了，我们上海 see them, 我们上海每个公交车上每个人都在排队等了。Before it was like elbow.They don't do that anymore. You have to go back. 我叫他再去。Next time you go with us.
Okay. Anyhow, the Bible tells us and has something to say about being in a hurry.
他说呢，圣经告诉我们那个，如果你在匆忙中会怎么样？
The Bible says when we're in a hurry, it affects us physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and sometimes financially.
他说呢，如果你这样的匆忙呢，对你的身心灵还有财务呢，都会有影响。
Everybody is affected by being in a hurry.
每个人都会被那个匆忙所受到影响。
I won't ask you to raise your hand this morning, but I'm sure there have been times in your life that you've been in a hurry.
哎，你们举一下手，你们是不是平时的时候也是很匆忙 ？I was.
So,
I was this morning, I went to 3 stops before I came here.
Okay, so the Bible tells us we need to slow down.
那圣经告诉我们，我们要慢下来。
So I'm going to talk about what happens, first of all, when we're in a hurry.
然后呢，我要告诉你们第一件事情啊，怎么样要慢下来。
Here's what the Bible says about being in a hurry.
这是圣经告诉我们的，你匆忙的时候会怎么样
？Hurry increases my stress.
匆忙呢，会增加你的紧张度。
The Bible says I have no time to care for myself when I'm in a hurry.
圣经说呢，如果你这么匆忙，就没有时间来照顾你自己。
Another thing the Bible tells us about hurry is hurry.Hurry decreases my joy.
如果是太匆忙了呢，就会降低你的喜悦感。
There's a place here in America that people come from all over the world to visit.
这有一个地方呢，每个人都会来这边看的地方。
It's the Carmel Valley.
啊，就是
here in California.
在加州的卡缪。就是那边有个17 mile 啊 ，17 mile down there， 那边有卡缪城市哈。
I have done several things over that area of the country。
在那边呢，我有几件事情要办。
I've run marathons。
我有跑那个马拉松。
Oh,
wow.
I've cycled my bike over it。
我骑单车过去，好远哦。
But every time that I did it, I was in a hurry to finish.
我每次都是很匆忙的要结束那个行程。
So I never got to see the beauty.
我从来都没有看到卡缪的那个很漂亮的景色。
A few weeks ago, I took a car ride to go over the same route again.
然后呢，几个星期之前呢，我去了 卡妙那边呢去游玩了一下。
I pulled into every turnoff. I took pictures.
每一个可以停的留的地方呢，我就停下来，然后照了很多美丽的照片。
As a result of not being in the hurry, I had the joy of seeing the beauty.
然后因为不匆忙呢，所以我就看到了很多漂亮的景色。
And so I say to you, brothers and sisters, when you're in a hurry, you decrease the joy that you have in being with each other and experiencing what God has for you.
这样很匆忙呢，我们会降低我们彼此之间，我们兄弟姐妹之间的喜乐。
As a matter of fact, the Bible says, "My days go by faster than a runner."
他说，哎，这节我们刚刚好像也是查经查到过，我的时间呢，就是过得很快，比那个跑信的还快。
They fly away without my seeing any joy.
他跑得很快呢，我都没有时间感到喜悦。
Another thing that hurry does to us is it hurry makes us less productive.
啊，那个匆匆忙忙呢，让我们很少有建树。
The Bible tells us that a person who is in a hurry makes mistakes.
啊，因为每个人在匆忙当中呢，那圣经告诉我们就会犯错误。
So let me just mention two more things.
然后有两件事情我告诉你们。
Hurry dries up my love.
如果是匆忙呢，会把我的爱都枯干了。
The Bible says, without love, I am no good to anybody.
如果没有爱，我对谁都没有用。
So if I don't take time to share love with one another, I miss out.
圣经告诉我们呢，如果我没有爱对兄弟姐妹啊，大家一起啊，那就全都没有了。
So hurry keeps me also from hearing God.
然后呢，如果是太匆忙呢，我就听不见神的声音。
When I'm in hurry, often it's a death of prayer.
如果是太匆忙了呢，那就是像死亡一样。
The Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God."
圣经告诉我们我们要知道神是我们唯一的神。
So let me review with you how hurry hurts us.
我要告诉你们，如果是匆忙的话，怎么样会伤害到我们。
Hurry increases my stress.
那个匆忙会提高我们的紧张度。
Hurry decreases my joy.
然后会降低我们的喜悦度。
Hurry makes me less productive.
然后紧张呢，让我们不能成很多的事情。
And hurry dries up my love.
然后呢，匆忙呢，也会将我们的爱就枯干了。
And hurry keeps me from hearing from God.
然后呢，匆忙呢，也让我离开神更远了。
Now let me tell you what the Bible says about how we can overcome hurry.
然后我告诉你们，圣经告诉我们怎么样去战胜这个匆忙。
That's important in our lives, and the Bible has instructions for us.
然后呢，我就是很重要的在我们生活当中。然后呢，他圣经有怎么样来告诉我们的
？I'm reminded of the verse in Philippians.
我要告诉你们，腓立比说，腓立比。
I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength.
我可以在基督耶稣的里面做任何的事情。
So the first thing that the Bible tells us to overcome hurry is to learn to be content.
我们要才第一件事情，我们要学习的，在圣经里边要。
No matter what the circumstance, the Bible says, "I've learned to be content."
满足。
我怎么样来满感到满足
？I've learned to slow down.
我要学会慢下来。
I've learned to accept what God has in store for me.
我要学会上帝给了我的一切。
And God's ways are perfect.
上帝的路是。
Another thing that the Bible tells us that we're able to overcome is we need to learn how to say no.
然后呢，我们要学习在这个过程当中怎么样学会说不。
The strongest thing we can do sometimes to slow down is simply say no to all of the outside things.
然后很多外面的事情呢，我们要学会说不。
It says an the Bible says an impulsive vow is a trap.
然后呢，如果是太匆忙的话呢，就会像一个网罗一样。
And that later on, that trap will cause us trouble.
然后呢，这个网罗呢，会给我们造成很大的麻烦。
So the most important, one of the most important things we can do as a people, as a Christian.
然后重要的事情，对我们基督徒来说是。
Is to learn to say no.
要学会说不。
Another thing that the Bible tells us that we can do.
然后还有一件事情呢，圣经告诉我们的是。
Take a weekly day off to do nothing.
啊，在一个星期当中呢，弄一天什么也不做。
It's called in the Bible a Sabbath.
你还记得吗？这个在我们圣经当中叫安息日。
It's a time when we put aside everything.
然后我们将任何的事情都放到边上。
The Bible says you have 6 days in which to do your work.
你有六天可以干你自己的活。
But the 7th day is a day called to rest.
第七天呢是安息日。
There are 3 things that I think that are very important when we take a day off.
这里呢有三个重点，在我们安息日的时候，就是有一天休息的时候。
I rest my body.
我呢将我的身体也放松了。
I recharge my emotions.
然后我的心灵也得到了充实。
And I refocus my spirit.
然后呢我就可以专注我的圣灵。
Let me mention them again because I think they're the heart and very important for us.
然后在里边有一个非常关键的一点。
I rest my body, take care of me.
我休息了，然后我的身体呢也会恢复。
I recharge my emotions.
然后我的身心灵得到滋养了以后呢
？And I refocus my spirit.
然后呢，我就会专注在我的
In other words, brothers and sisters, I'm not running on empty.
然后呢，我就不会掏空了。
My tank has energy.
然后我的那个像加油的那种桶里边呢，就全部都满了，都是很多的能量。
I can be a better servant to God and to one another.
然后呢，我就可以更好的服侍主，然后呢，更好的服侍各位。
Okay, another thing that I learn when I'm not in a hurry.
然后还有一件事情，如果我不匆忙的话呢，我学会了。
To learn that God's timing is always on time.
你知道神的时间永远是准时的。
I'm trusting God's perfect timing.
我呢是信任神有他的时间。
The Bible says.
圣经说。
God does everything right on time.
圣经说，神他做事有他的时间。
But people cannot completely understand what he's doing.
人呢是不能够猜测他是怎么样的。
What have you been praying for today?
你今天祷告是什么呢？
What are you waiting on God for?
你今天祈求了什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, I want to say to you this morning, God will be right on time.
我告诉你们，神永远是准时的。
He will be perfect.
他会永远的完美。
Another thing that we can learn.
然后还有一件事情我们要学的是。
Learn to use love as a way of understanding what God wants for us.
学会爱。然后要明白神让我们怎么样利用这个爱。
In other words, saying, God, Out of your love for me, what do you want me to do in love for someone else?
就是说，神，你这么的爱我，我怎么去爱其他的人呢？
So let me review the things that God wants us to learn.
让我来重复一下，神让我们学习了什么？
Learn to be content.
让我们学会。
Learn to say no.
学会说不。
Learn to take a weekly Sabbath day.
学会每一周呢有一天要休息。
Learn to trust God's perfect timing.
要学会相信神有他的时间。
And learn to love one another.
学会爱我们之间互相的爱。
Again, this morning in your bulletin, you read a scripture passage found in Proverbs.
然后我们今天在箴言书，就是我们刚刚学的箴言书第十六章一到三节。
Let that passage again be a help to you this week.
让这段圣经呢，让你们在这一周呢度过。
As you slow down.
让你们慢下来。
And as you live in joy that God has for you.
让你们在每一天生活当中都充满喜悦，是神赐给我们的。
There's a little chorus that I learned in Sunday school when I was a little boy.
然后我在小的时候呢，学过周日的圣经学。
The chorus goes something like this.
这个课是这样讲的。
My cup's full and running over.
我的福杯满溢
Running over, running over
福杯满溢，福杯满溢
Since the Lord saved me, I'm as happy as can be
啊，主耶稣救赎了我们，我们是最幸福的
My cup is full and running over
我的福杯满溢，我的福杯满溢
Brothers and sisters, that's my prayer for you
今天这是我的祷告，为你们的祷告，我的福杯满溢。
That your cup is full and running over.
你们的福杯都是满溢的。
With joy.
里面充满了喜悦。
And then you will slow down.
然后我们就会慢下来。
And you will experience God's goodness daily.
你就会感到神每天在你生活当中的那种爱。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.